Every day, more than 14 million federal workers get out of bed, prepare for the day ahead. They drive their cars, get on the metro, walk to their offices, and get down to work.
We have been called, quote, out of touch, unaccountable, lazy, blood-sucking, and worse.
And as Office of Personnel Management Director John Barry said in a recent speech, federal workers continue to battle stereotypes of how they do that work.
Many people believe that federal jobs are 9-to-5, but a lot of the operations of federal agencies and thus federal employees are actually 24-hour-a-day operations that work 24/7.
Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union, one of the largest federal worker unions in the country.
Whether it's at our ports of entry around the country, our land border crossings, or at our airports, in the IRS service centers, there are day shifts and night shifts and swing shifts who are working tirelessly to promptly process tax returns and to clear visitors in and out of the country and to clear cargo, things that are needed, you know, for the economy. I mean, there really is, I think, a general misunderstanding of how federal agencies work and of the hours that they are operational and that federal employees do put in to get the job done.
That 9-to-5 stereotype of feds is also lost on John Gage, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, who talks about feds laboring away in northeastern Alabama.
I wish the people down in Anniston would hear this, where mandatory overtime has been in effect fixing tanks and Humvees and machinery coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they've been working this mandatory overtime and really brutal schedules.
Long days are even more endemic to the jobs performed by the government's mid-level managers, according to Carol Bonasaro, president of the Senior Executive Association. But it's worse in some agencies than others.
Unfortunately, at Department of Homeland Security, though, my impression has been very often that those executives have worked virtually 24/7, and as a result, that department has had a very high turnover in its SES corps because that kind of job is really a killer job, and you can only do that for so long.
What is the long hours like that do to someone's ability to sustain a job like that and to remain productive in a job like that?
Well, I think those kind of hours are brutal, and over time, I think they do take a toll. And that's why we've seen that kind of turnover at DHS. What we are seeing now is that the interest of GS-14s and 15s in moving into the senior executive service is really not as strong as it might have been in years past. And one of the big issues that's affecting that is the question of a lack of work and family balance. You know, the younger generations have a different perspective about that.
NTEU's Colleen Kelly says younger workers, including younger feds, might be onto something.
It's very important that you have the ability to be able to balance that between your work life and your personal life, because what anyone will tell you, all the experts, is if you're not paying attention to that balance and to all of those things, you won't be as effective at your job as you would like to be and as the country needs you to be.
John Gage at AFGE says the federal worker unions have negotiated a number of workplace flexibilities to help bosses and their staff cope with that work-life balance.
Credit hours, for instance, comp time, flex time, being able to, if supervisor approves it, to flex out during the day for a doctor's appointment and make up the time at the end of the day. So all those things are those flexible working arrangements, I think, are very good.
We collect the nation's taxes and ensure that the tax laws are applied fairly.
We protect the integrity of the national banking system.
Last year, NTEU launched a new publicity campaign designed to trumpet the work of federal employees and counter the negative stereotypes associated with federal work. And NTEU's Kelly says that campaign and the president's push to make federal service cool again might just do the trick.
With that information, with the understanding of how dedicated, committed, and talented and highly educated these employees are, it's going to draw in a whole new generation of federal employees who need to have the respect of the country for the work that they do every day.
With the five fallacies of government, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.